Triple M Rocks Saturday Arvo Footy. Triple M Rocks the Footy. For Harvey Norman Home Appliances.
We've got a very special guest, Corey Harawira-Naira from the Doggies. Corey, for the first time, old mate, welcome to Sunday Triple M NRL.
Thanks, boys. Thanks for having me.
Congratulations on 5 wins from the last 7 starts for you blokes.
Cheers, man. Yeah, no, it's been it's been a good turnaround. Obviously, it's a bit disappointing. It's a bit late in the season, but top set teams now, it's been pretty good.
Corey, what's the reason you think for the turnaround? Why are you playing so well now?
Since the Origin break, we've just focused on our defence, and it's pretty much kept us in games and won us games. So if I could pinpoint one thing, it would definitely be our defence.
And have you changed much about the defence? Has it been a substantial shift, or is it just basically an improvement in effort?
More effort, but just everyone actually knowing their roles and our systems, because obviously at the beginning of the year we didn't really have very good systems in place because we were leaking a lot of points. So we revisited a lot of stuff and just went over it, and yeah, it's working for us now.
Has it been hard knowing that you can't make the finals getting up?
I mean, we've got to take responsibility for the start of the season, putting ourselves in this position, but just finishing it on a high would obviously top off a pretty disappointing start of the year, but it'll make it a bit more easier leading into next year.
How much of an influence was Kieran Foran on the result last night, Corey?
It's hard to put into words. The way he played just shows how much of a competitor he is and how much resilience he has. He's had a pretty shaky year this year with his injuries and then little things popping up here and there. But for him to come out and play like that, like he hasn't been out for, a number of weeks, is pretty good to see for him.
And what about the leadership at the club? Some of the unsung players, like I think Aidan Tolman notched up 200 NRL games recently. He had a great win. Josh Jackson, your captain, in a losing side over the course of the last couple of seasons has been a real shining light. What are they like in amongst the inner sanctum?
Oh, just the way they train. They're leaders in our team, but the way they train is the way they play. They're 100% for everything, weights, gym, field, everything's just 100%, especially Jacko. He leads the way and his talk and just as leading by example on the field, doing all the hard stuff, the small gritty stuff is something that I like to pride myself in and work to.
What about, speaking of yourself, what about for you personally? Like, you started the season like a house on fire. You were fantastic in that Anzac match. And then you got dropped. Just talk us through exactly sort of how that unfolded.
I don't know if you guys look at the stats, but I'm up there for, missed tackles. So I know that had something to do with it. But just, it was a few poor efforts. And that Manly game, it wasn't my best game. And we were close to winning that game. So, after that game, obviously, I needed a bit of a wake-up call. And I'm glad I got it because it's opened my eyes up and made me look at the way I've been preparing for games and training. So I do applaud Coach for doing that because it's made me a better person and better player.
So Dean worked really hard on your defence. He was one of the best defensive players back in his day.
Yeah, he was. I've heard a lot of stories about how he used to punch above his weight. But, he just to get some more belief in myself and just to get some more confidence up because, it was just a bit of a shaky start of the year up and down. So it's good to have a bit of consistency of late.
Speaking of you, Coach Corey, like he was obviously, he's been under pressure the entire season, even though they gave him an extension at the beginning of the year to try and relieve some of that pressure. The nature of the industry is that, when you lose games like you blokes did at the start of the year, the coach is under pressure. What's he been like behind the scenes? And as players, are you all really behind Dean Pate?
Oh, well, it just shows what he can do and the way he can and lead us getting into the future. It has been, start of the season was very disappointing, but after that Roosters game we had over at SCG, he brought us back together and just wanted us to focus on our defence and it's worked. So got to give him a pat on the back as well as our assistants, Steve Georgialis, who takes our attack, and definitely Steve Antonelli that does most of our ruck and wrestle stuff. So it was a shaky start, but I'm glad we've got some wins of late, and not just for him, but for ourselves as well.
Corey, there's a bit of a conversation around the game at the moment about the wrestling in the game, and it seems like the NRL's got a bit of an appetite to try and begin eliminating that. which is something they've spoken about doing at the end of the year. Do you agree that they need to start looking at ways to try and reduce the impact of the wrestle in the game?
Oh, it's kind of hard to say. I guess as a player, you just sort of roll with the punches and whatever they decide, we've got to run with. But I have no issue with the way it's been played at the moment. You know, enjoying playing footy and, you know, teams like the Storm are obviously one of the best teams in the Conf wrestle. So, yeah, it's a hard one. It's a hard one to comment on, but yeah, I can't see anything wrong with the game at the moment.
But so you like wrestling in the game? So that's the point. Like, so you go to training and you work on it, and every team does.
Yeah.
But would you rather see no wrestling in the game, or do you like the wrestle?
Oh, personally, as a player, and obviously as a defending player, you want to slow down the ruck so you've got time to identify what kind of shape they're coming at you, but if it was to speed up, I guess obviously you see a lot more of the smaller boys, the quicker boys getting around the ball and making a good meal of the game. But yeah, as a sort of bigger fellow, I'd rather the game be a bit slow, but obviously not too slow. But yeah, it is what it is at the moment.
Well, who's the best team you've played all year?
As a team, probably, yeah, Storm at Belmore, obviously we got up for that game and the first half was pretty close, but they ran away with it at the end. And as it is, being a prestigious ground, Belmore, for the Bulldogs fans and club, we probably would have been, yeah, probably Storm.
Okay, well, you talk about being nuisance value, Corey. A real opportunity for you blokes this weekend against Parramatta at the beautiful Bankwest Stadium. Looking forward to that one on Thursday night.
Yeah, definitely. Obviously, we played against Panthers there a couple of weeks ago, and we got a win there. So we'll probably have a few more games there at the back end next year as well. So we want to make it a bit of a fortress for ourselves and obviously get another one.
All right. Well, we'll let you go, mate. And all the very best for the remainder of the year. Got a couple of big games coming up. But great way to finish the season, and good luck for you blokes. And thanks for joining us today, Corey Harawira Naira.
Thanks, boys. Thanks for having me. Appreciate it.
My pleasure. Sunday Triple M NRL, and it's all thanks to our mates at Ream and So2 Maccas with Gordon Tallis, Paul Kent.